Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me, and for full transparency, I have known Mary Beth Meyer for a long time, but I did not know anything about the organization she works for and the background story as to how she got involved with the Pinky Swear Foundation. We're going to learn all about that and more right now. Mary Beth, welcome back. Good to see you again. We've kind of lost touch. You've been busy with the kids mm-hmm. and stuff, mm-hmm. right? Tell us about you and your family, and give us that quick overview.
Yeah, so Michael, we go way back to days at the Chamber of Commerce and working together on lots of projects here in the city. And I actually left the chamber to focus on staying at home with my kids. So I was going to homeschool them and just focus on our family. Yeah. And so I have three children who are now ages 9, 7, and 4. And about 3 years ago, my youngest son, James, he was 16 months old at the time, and he was actually diagnosed with cancer. He didn't have any symptoms. We didn't really know what was going on. We just knew that he had a big belly, and our pediatrician asked us to take him to the emergency department, where he had an ultrasound and scans done, and they found a mass the size of a grapefruit in his right kidney.
16 months old.
16 months old. So he was a baby.
Yeah.
And he's my youngest. And when we were in the emergency room, they found that massive tumor, but they also found tumors in his left kidney. And so we were transferred to Iowa City to the Stead Family Children's Hospital there. He was in critical but stable condition. And, you know, in a matter of just a few hours, our lives were completely changed. And it was Friday the 13th, 2018, in July, that he was diagnosed with bilateral Wilms tumor, which means that he had cancer in both of his kidneys.
That is not a good diagnosis.
No. And our world was completely turned upside down. Right. We had to find childcare for our other two kiddos. And my husband and I lived in that hospital room for that first, I think it was 7 to 10 days we were over there. And he began chemotherapy immediately. And our lives became centered around James and his care.
Yeah. What? I can't imagine. And people that are listening to this right now, many have been touched.
Absolutely.
With childhood cancer or adult cancer, and it is devastating. The moment you get that diagnosis, what in the world is going to happen, and what does your life look like going forward? Where did you get your strength?
Well, I think we were thankful to have a lot of family and friends and community surrounding us. I always say, when it comes to childhood cancer, my family was set up for success. My dad's a retired physician. We have most of our family here in the Des Moines area. And, you know, we had a big support system. But one thing that I think people don't think about is the financial impact.
Yes.
We were a stable two-income household when James was diagnosed, and then I left my job to be able to be by his side all the time. And so financially, we were just hit hard.
Yes.
And one thing that I always share about our story is James was diagnosed in July of 2018, and we were in the hospital for about 7 to 10 days, and we came back home, and the inside of our house was about 84 degrees when we walked inside. And we walked around thinking,
why?
You know, what's going on? Did I like leave a window open? Did I not turn on the air? Our HVAC system had completely failed while we were gone.
Nice.
And so we scrambled. You know, we were just getting those medical bills from that ambulance ride, from his first chemotherapy, from him having a port placed, all of these huge, huge medical expenses. And then we had this huge life expense happen. And so that's probably the hardest thing that happened in our family. And that's where I first found out about Pinky Swear Foundation.
And that's what we're going to talk about now, because one of the things, and you so aptly put it, the financial burden, the financial cost of healthcare is astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I hazard to guess at what those medical bills for James might have been, but they were, in the hundreds of thousands
of dollars. We hit our deductible within 5 minutes of him being diagnosed with cancer.
Right. And so now you're faced with some life choices. You're faced with two other kiddos that you've got to take care of. Mm-hmm. A child that's been diagnosed with cancer, has gone through chemotherapy, is now home. You've got a house that you need to worry about and fix. And one income.
And every treatment, every appointment, every blood draw was a four-hour drive to Iowa City.
Yeah. All right. So somewhere along the way, you heard of Pinky Square Foundation. How did you first come in contact with this group?
So when we found out that our HVAC system had failed and we were just completely overwhelmed, again, we were well supported by our families, by our friends, all of these people, but they had already done so much for our family, and we just couldn't keep up with these medical bills, with our mortgage, with everything. And so I reached out to our social worker and said, can anybody help? Is there has to be somebody that can help. And he said, you know, there's a couple organizations that can help, but you guys make too much to qualify for the low income programs.
Sure.
But he said, I think this organization called Pinky Swear Foundation can help you. And so I went on their website, I filled out like a 5-minute application, and within a matter of days, they sent us money to help with our groceries. And then when my son had major surgery in the fall of 2018, they paid one of our mortgage payments for us. And then they were able to help out again when our insurance reset in 2019. They were able to help us again financially. And so really, Pinky Swear was there for our family from the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of treatment. Mm. And so I heard about them through my social worker.
And before we go into too much about Pinky Swear, tell me about James. How's he doing?
James is doing phenomenally well. Yeah. He just turned 4 March, and he is at preschool, and he's doing well, and all of his scans have been crystal clear for the past 3 years. We will have scans every 3 months for a while, but he is doing super, super well, and we couldn't be more thankful for his outcome.
Yeah, that is such a touching story.
Yep.
All right, so the Pinky Swear Foundation helps you guys, the Myers, and you are probably enamored with this whole idea. How in the world did this happen? And who are these people? And why are they helping us?
Yes.
And so you became an advocate for the organization, and it transferred into you having a job with them.
Yep. So I got involved in Pinky Swear as James was finishing up treatment. I became kind of an ambassador for them, where I would help share what they're doing, help point other families their way if they needed help, because they helped our family in such a tangible and impactful way during some of our darkest days. And so I started out just volunteering with them, and then a job opened up that was part-time, and so I took that to just get involved and get back into the workforce. And then another opportunity opened up for me to become the director of partnerships. And so now I work full time for the organization and, you know, completely love it and love what we're doing.
It was meant to be.
Yes, it was meant to be.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Pinky Swear Foundation. You are the director of partnerships.
Yep.
Which means what? You're a fundraiser, right?
Yep. So I'm a professional fundraiser, and I work with companies, small, medium, and large across the United States. We are a national company now, and we support children and their families in all 50 states. And so it's a big job that we are looking for corporate partners to come alongside of us and to help us help more families.
And I would suspect that the level of sponsorship or help, really, it's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, but anybody could contribute. I mean, we're taking a look at what's going on right now, and this is a business news show, and we report on the earnings of companies every single day, and earnings are going through the roof with the S&P 500. There's a lot of money out there, and if some folks could break loose of some of that, I mean, and help a foundation like this that you may not have heard of that helps with things that, well, are a bit different.
Yep.
Mortgages, HVAC systems, a little insurance help, all kinds of things. How big a deal would that be for you?
I mean, it would be a game changer.
Yeah.
The largest benefit that Pinky Swear Foundation has is that we are our business model is super simple. The more money that comes in, the more money we're able to kick out to family. We don't have a lot of overhead. We don't do big fancy events. We simply want to provide financial and emotional support to kids with cancer and their families. And so we're looking for sponsors from whatever level, because a $1,000 gift pays for a mortgage.
Right.
A $25,000 gift pays for 25 mortgages. And so really our corporate partners are making a direct impact. They're not paying for fancy dinners. They're not paying for magnets. They are making a direct impact in the families that we serve.
One of the things that, and I've not heard of the Pinky Swear Foundation mm-hmm. before, although why would I, mm-hmm. right? But one of the things about marketing, and both of us have been in that field, is awareness of whatever the goodness is that a nonprofit does. How do you build awareness? Is that you?
So we have a marketing manager that helps us. We are a small staff of just 14 people.
Right.
And so really, we are trying to get our name out there. We do some limited events, but really it's opportunities like this to just share our mission, to get our name out there, and to build relationships.
Mary Beth Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the Pinky Swear Foundation. Well, one of the things that we talked about off mic is how difficult it is to get any broadcast time with anybody out there because, you know, if it bleeds, it leads on the TV news. And with regard to corporate radio, you know, bean counters in Austin are running those things. I mean, it's nobody locally. So it's very tough to get traction and some airtime, yes?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, not the nonprofit world is super competitive. Yes. There's a nonprofit and a 501(c) for everything. And so we have to be able to differentiate what we're doing versus what other organizations are doing. And we work with other organizations. We have a great relationship with Make-A-Wish and St. Jude and another organization called Be Positive. It takes all of these organizations working together to support these families because they need a lot of help.
Yeah. What about the future, Mary Beth? I mean, James, thank God, is doing well. Mm-hmm. Family's doing well. They've grown up. I mean, I remember when James was born and before that with the kids. And your work with the Chamber of Commerce in Windsor Heights was always stellar. What about the future? What do you hope is going to happen next chapter?
Yeah, so Pinky Swear is doing really, really well. In 2020, we gave out more than $1 million. And that was by and far the largest year we've ever had. We're on track this year to do it again. And we want to just keep growing on that. We don't ever want to say no to a family. And we're to a spot where we're actively reaching out to families to say, do you need help? Mm. Instead of families coming to us. And, you know, the worst day at our office was when we didn't have the funds to say yes to them, to be able to help them. And so 5, 10, 15 years down the road, I want to be able to say yes consistently to more families. There are 70,000 children in the United States who are battling cancer right now, and it's one out of every 285 children. It's not rare. No. It is not rare. I think that's what a lot of people believe is, oh, it could never happen to me. And I'm not going to use a scare tactic, but it could.
Right.
And so my dream is that Pinky Swear would grow to a spot where we can say yes consistently to every family and be able to provide even greater amounts of financial and emotional support.
Outside of corporations, I would suspect that you would accept gifts from private individuals through planned giving, those types of things as well. So if there are aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, folks out there that have a sizable estate or estate at all, you know, a $5,000 gift to Pinky Swear Foundation really is helpful.
Well, and the deal even gets sweeter for this year. We recently are building an endowment, and the endowment, we are going for $10 million for that endowment. And through the end of this year, so until December 31st, 2021, we have $1 million match for any gifts that are coming in. So if somebody makes a $50,000 gift, it becomes $100,000. And so if there are any individuals out there who have the means to support a gift like that, let's talk.
Right.
Because it could be a cash gift. It could be a planned gift. It could even be a corporate gift. But we have those matching funds available to double your impact through the end of the year.
And when you have a foundation, when you have a corpus of money out there that's assistive, that really does take the pressure off a lot of times, because there are going to be some lean times.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can draw on that interest.
Absolutely. And that is where Pinky Swear is really ahead of the game in a lot of ways, in that we're going to be able to pull that and have operating funds on a consistent basis. And so we're really building to the future where we can have our overhead be virtually nothing, and we can just continue to support families through fundraising and make a direct impact.
It's a fantastic story, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest has been Mary Beth Myers, Pinky Swear Foundation. And yes, of course, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. A final question for you. I don't know if I already did the final question or not, Mary Beth, but this is such an interesting story. When you're reaching out to folks, how much of your personal story do you share?
So I can't share about Pinky Swear Foundation without sharing my personal story. I just think it's too impactful and too personal to me. So what I always say is, professionally and personally, these conversations and these relationships matter to me, because I wouldn't be here if Pinky Swear Foundation wasn't the real deal. They truly made a difference in my life and are making a difference in the lives of thousands of families across the United States. And so I always share my personal story. I get to know people heart to heart. And so this is a perfect fit for me, and I'm looking forward to what Pinky Swear is going to accomplish in the future.
It is all about relationships, ladies and gentlemen, and Mary Beth Myers is one of those people that just draws you in, and it's a perfect fit for you, my friend. Congratulations, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yep, thank you.
That, once again, is the voice of Mary Beth Myers. What a great personal story that morphed into a job with an organization that has a tremendous mission, Pinky Swear. And yes, we will have links to Pinky Swear on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Mary Beth Meyer, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.